Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again. Tonight, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 73. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 97. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 85.
This harvest report on Katy Country 94 is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Well, harvest is rolling on and now kind of going into the northern portions of our listening area and the western parts of our listening area as well. Bruce Williams at Trinity Ag and Smith Center said that area has been subject to the rain delays here in the area. The thing that hurt the most, according to Williams, said is the rains since July 4th. They've cut very little. There's been so much humidity. He said harvest began on June 24th this year, only 4 days off from when they usually start cutting. But after the recent rains, harvest has been slow to get back up and running. Having had big days on July 3rd and 4th, they have not had a single full week of continuous cutting in this harvest. Initial drought stress caused some decent test weights and earlier loads to the elevator test weights around 60 to 63 pounds per bushel, but those later storms have caused those numbers to dip into the 58 pound per bushel range. Proteins in the area have been as high as 12 to 14%, yields all over the board, but even with farmers starting with their best fields, yields were only 35 to 40 bushels per acre on the high end there, as many farmers have been abandoning their fields as the weed pressure has been so intense, and again with the drought issues going on all over the state of Kansas here this summer. That info coming from the Kansas Wheat Commission. The United States Department of Agriculture released their Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report. Winter wheat mature is 92% behind 100% from last year, 98% for the five-year average. Harvested 59%, well behind 93% last year and the 84% average. That's for the week ending July 9th. For the wheat crop. As far as winter wheat mature in north central Kansas, 93%, 74% has been harvested here in 2023. This harvest report on Katy Country 94 was brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application expert.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Don't be fooled. Snell & Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them on South Mill in downtown Beloit for the best in appliances and appliance service.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Water usage was a major topic at the Beloit City Council meeting held last Wednesday night. This information courtesy of Terry Bailey in the Beloit Call. The extended dry period in north central Kansas, coupled with temperatures nearing 100 degrees, have created unique demands on the city's water system. The maximum capacity of the city's water plant is 1.5 million gallons per day. In addition to the citizens in the city of Beloit, consumers of rural water districts number 1 and number 3 are consumers of Beloit water. The plant has been running at 80% of maximum capacity for a number of days recently. The north tower holds 500,000 gallons, and the south tower has a capacity of 250,000 gallons. They are replenished each night, but the plant is working at near capacity to do so. The crew is down one person, and they are pushing hard to stay on top of things. According to interim city manager Amanda Lomax, the city of Beloit is under a water supply warning. Residents are urged to voluntarily undertake water conservation measures, including, but not limited to, watering lawns, washing cars, use of swimming pools and fountains. It is hoped that with the recent rains, the break in high temperatures and water conservation measures will help alleviate the shortage. Once again, for that full story, visit the Beloit Call. The KBI has released the 2022 statewide crime statistics. The 2022 Kansas Crime Index report indicated that violent crime in Kansas decreased by 4.3% from 2021, showing declines in each of the categories of violent crime. A total of 12,849 violent crimes were reported in Kansas in the categories of murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault and battery. Violent crime in Kansas had been steadily rising each year since 2014, but seems to have started to level off as violent crime offenses declined in 2021 and 2022. Despite this decline, the number of violent crimes in 2022 remain 9.2% above the 10-year average and have not yet returned to pre-pandemic crime rates. In 2022, overall property crimes declined by 10%. In Kansas, property offenses have steadily declined since 2017. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee is this Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and the 16th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It'll be at the Mankato City Park in the Jewell County Historical Society grounds. And once again, this will be $10 per person for admission. Children under 12 get in free. Features include antique tractor parade, steam engine sawmill and sawed wood auction, blacksmith demo and iron art sale. Also, a chainsaw artist, cross-cut saw competitions, tractor pulls, garden tractor games, treasure bank, bounce house, food vendors, and chamber-sponsored watermelon popping. Food and flea market vendors will be on hand. Free barbecue Saturday night with admission or $10 a plate. Music in the park Saturday night by Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands. And all of this is sponsored by the Mankato Chamber of Commerce. So join in the fun for the 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee coming up this Saturday and Sunday at Mankato City Park in the Jewell County Historical Society grounds. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
He did not do it.
Oh, my.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. will hang on and win the 2023 T-Mobile Home Run Derby.
Vladimir Guerrero edging out Randy Arozarena in the Home Run Derby on Monday night. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. Some area athletes have qualified for the USA Track and Field National Junior Olympics. Summer baseball postseason brackets. Major League Baseball draft concluded Monday. The All-Star game is tonight. An update on Wimbledon and a college football coach fired. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Area athletes have qualified for the USA Track and Field Nationals in Eugene, Oregon later this month. The Region 9 Championships in Jonesboro, Arkansas over this past weekend, competing for the Kansas Flyers. Madison Howland of Smith Center won the 13- to 14-year-old girls 3,000-meter, finishing in first place. She also finished second in the 1,500 to qualify for Nationals. Miley Oost of Rock Hills qualified for Nationals in two events, second place in the 800 13- 14-year-old girls division, and also part of the 4x800-meter relay team that finished in second. And Osborne's Ryan Berticelli in a 15- to 16-year-old girls division is a fifth-place finisher in the 1,500-meter run, qualifying for Nationals later this month. Also in baseball, summer baseball postseason underway. American Legion AA Zone 3 tournament starts today in Beloit. Concordia is the number 1 seed against number 4 seed Clifton Clatt at 3 o'clock. And then following that will be number 2 seed Beloit against 3rd seed Marysville 25 minutes after that first game. Also the K-18 East Region tournament beginning in Concordia today. Beloit Red against Clifton Clatt at 6:30 at Doyen Field. Clay Center will take on the Smith Center Gray at 25 minutes after that. And then on the meets field at 6:30, Concordia F&A is taking on Russell, and Smith Center takes on Marysville, Smith Center Red, 25 minutes after that first game on Meats Field. Pee-wee District Baseball Tournaments began on Monday. The Beloit Ironbirds at Cortland winning over Concordia Legion 11-1 in the first round. Concordia Chevys winning over the Belleville Lions 17-6. Also District 2 at Smith Center. Wakanda winning 3-2 over Smith Center. Beloit Grasshoppers beat Rock Hills 15-0. District 3 at Concordia. Clyde over Lynn 4-3. Valley Heights beat Southern Cloud 12-2. You can find full brackets for all four districts and all the summer baseball postseason tournaments at nckssports.com. Also in baseball, the MLB draft concluded with rounds 3 through 10 on Monday. The Royals added 8 more players on the second day, including 4 pitchers, 2 infielders, an outfielder, and a two-way player. In the third round, they took right-handed pitcher Hero Wyatt of Staples High School in Connecticut. Followed that up with left-handed pitcher Hunter Owen of Vanderbilt in the fourth round. In the fifth, they took outfielder Spencer Nivens from Missouri State, followed by right-handed pitcher Coleman Picard of Bryant University in the sixth. Trevor Werner of Texas A&M was a seventh-round pick. He was a pitcher and third baseman in his time with the Aggies. They added Southern Miss shortstop Dustin Dickerson in the eighth round, left-handed pitcher Jacob Widener of Oral Roberts in the ninth, and Wake Forest shortstop Justin Johnson with their final pick in the 10th round. You can learn much more about the picks at Royals.com. Also of note on day two, Wichita State shortstop Brock Rotten was taken in the fifth round by the Mariners, and K-State shortstop Nick Goodwin was taken in the seventh round by the Blue Jays. Butler County pitcher Isaac Tiger taken by the Rangers in the seventh round. Full look at the picks can be found at MLB.com. And sort of the beginning of the sports cast, the Home Run Derby. For the first time in his career, Blue Jays power hitter Vladimir Guerrero was the winner in Seattle on Monday night, despite a single-round derby record, 41 homers from the hometown Mariner Julio Rodriguez in the first round. He was knocked out 21-20 by Guerrero in the second round. Guerrero went on to top Tampa Bay's Randy Arozarena in the finals 25-23. All-star festivities wrap up tonight. The 93rd Midsummer Classic in Seattle, Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks sent to be the starting pitcher for the National League. Yankees' Gerrit Cole will start for the American League. The lone Royals representative, Salvador Perez, selected for his eighth All-Star game. The AL-NL matchup at 7 o'clock tonight on Fox. In tennis, Wimbledon rolls on. Unseeded American Christopher Eubanks continued his dream run with a 5-set win over number 5 seed Stefano Tsitsipas. Eubanks came back from a 2-1 deficit to win the final two sets. Number 1 Carlos Alcaraz, 2nd seed Novak Djokovic, 3rd seed Daniil Medvedev, number 6 Holger Rune all moved on to the quarters with wins. On the women's side, number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka, 3rd seed Elena Rybakina, and 6th seed Ange Jabeur all moved on, as did 25th seed Madison Keys of the U.S., bouncing back from a first set loss to 16-year-old Russian Mira Andreeva to win in 3 sets. Quarterfinal matches are underway today at Wimbledon. Finally, in sports, amidst allegations of widespread hazing, Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald was fired by the university on Monday. Northwestern president Michael Schill wrote in an open letter, quote, "The head coach is ultimately responsible for the culture of his team. The hazing we investigated was widespread and clearly not a secret within the program, providing Coach Fitzgerald with an opportunity to learn what was happening. Either way, the culture in Northwestern football, while incredible in some ways, was broken in others," unquote. The 48-year-old Fitzgerald, a Northwestern alum, he went 110-101 over his 17 seasons as the head coach before his firing on Monday. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northwestern Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.